One of the marvelous ministries that God has given to my wife, Jeannie, is the gift of personal evangelism. And in our neighborhoods as well, where we have lived over the years.
Reaching out and building relationships takes effort, but it's worth it. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count. Paul Cedar shares more about that.
While I have been traveling, Jeannie's been investing in the neighborhood. So when we moved back to Southern California a few years ago, I was so blessed by what Jeannie was doing, I told her, regardless of how much traveling I do, I want to become involved in our neighborhood. So we began to prayer walk. In our immediate neighborhood, there are 28 houses. And as we began to walk through the neighborhood, prayer walking, God opened wonderful opportunities for us to get acquainted with virtually all of our neighbors, at least most of them. And some incredible things have taken place over the years. We've seen a number of our neighbors come to personal faith in Christ, and each is a different story.
Paul tells one such story about a man from his neighborhood.
Jack was a neighbor that moved in across the street from us, and he found out I was a minister, evidently. One day, Jeannie and I, on a Saturday, were working in our front yard, and Jack came out of the house and started a very memorable conversation. He said, "You know, I don't know much about the Bible or God. I'd like to get involved in a Bible study. Is there any chance you could guide me to a Bible study?" And so we began a neighborhood Bible study, which Jeannie and I have done a number of times over the years. And Jack wonderfully came to personal faith in Christ. And it's just an example of how, as we begin to pray and care and share for our neighbors, how God can use that.
God only knows the impact that praying, caring, and sharing can have on people's lives. So why don't you reach out to your neighbors today?